Connecticut teachers are among the most prepared in the country to teach children how to read. As Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, that's according to a new report by the National Council on Teacher Quality.
Reading is considered the foundation of all other learning, so it stands to reason that teaching children how to read is also a big deal. Turns out that Connecticut's doing a pretty good job. It's one of 11 states that requires elementary and special education teachers to pass a rigorous test of the science of reading to be certified. Elizabeth Ross is with the National Council on Teacher Quality.
Maintaining these requirements helps to ensure that all Connecticut students, including Connecticut students with disabilities, have access to teachers who know how to teach them how to read, and it's critically important that they maintain them, and so we're excited to highlight Connecticut's good work in this space.
About two decades ago, a panel examined 40 years of research that studied the best ways to teach reading. One of the biggest struggles for many states is that requirements for special ed teachers are not as rigorous as they are for other teachers.
And our concern there is related to the high percentage of students who are referred for special education services as a result of the fact that they have reading difficulties.
Starting last school year, special ed teachers in Connecticut were required to learn about interventions they could use to help students with dyslexia. And starting this year, special ed and early childhood teachers need to complete a program that helps them identify students who might have dyslexia and use the right kind of interventions to help them learn to read. The National Council on Teacher Quality report did not address whether Connecticut teachers have access to ongoing professional development to help them stay on top of the latest research around reading. Ross says that can be just as important as the certification process. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.